You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. The largest healthcare system in the U.S. has a common problem: the inability to have constant bedside care for ICU patients. But through telemedicine, the sick do get immediate attention remotely in Cincinnati when needed. Operations Director for VA Tele-ICU Michael Torek explains.
We provide critical care coverage for 19 VA medical centers, 287 critical care beds. So if you are a patient in Birmingham, Alabama, and their medical intensive care unit, it's 2 o'clock at night. Literally at a press of a button, you can get an intensivist that at the same time is pulling up the whole medical record of the patient.
The Cincinnati VA used to just monitor other Ohio veterans hospitals, but was so successful it now gives care to ICU patients in other facilities in the Midwest and eastern U.S. A VA hospital in Minnesota handles the western part of the country. He says the seriously ill patients are electronically triaged.
So the software is actually pretty, it's pretty smart. So what it's doing is it's always combing through the patient's electronic medical record looking for triggers. So if, and then it starts acuitizing a patient. So a patient that maybe is on a ventilator, patient that are on pressors, these are medications to help keep their blood pressure up, patients who may be having temperatures. So their acuity score is going to be much higher than a patient that maybe is coming in for some kind of observation.
The tele-ICU recently moved from the Cincinnati VA Medical Center in Coryville to the Peck Federal Building downtown because it had outgrown its space. We walk into a big room staffed by nurses, nurse practitioners, and doctors. Chad Daniels is nurse manager.
We call this the ballroom operation, actually. It's a kind of a wide open area.
That's right, the ballroom operation. And just like 911 operators, medical personnel are each watching 8 computer screens. Charge nurse Mary Mormon says one of those screens shows the patient who they talk to often.
Very frequently, yeah, because a lot of these patients aren't on ventilators. A lot of them are able to talk back with you, but some obviously can't. So we have to talk to the bedside nurse then.
The tele-ICU also monitors VA emergency rooms. Eventually, medical director Ralph Panos says the center will take on other medical fields.
We're also working to collaborate with the telestroke program nationally so that we can help take care of individuals who are having strokes. And then we're also looking into telemental health to provide mental health services to emergency departments and potentially to ICUs through psychologists or psychiatrists remotely here in Cincinnati or elsewhere.
The Cincinnati VA tele-ICU also employs doctors in the remote locations of Cleveland, Baltimore, and Atlanta. They can be brought in on cases with the push of a button. Michael Torek says the tele-ICU is part of the VA's effort to build a virtual hospital.
Hospitals are tapping into this resource, and we're able now to network these clinicians not that are in geographically in one section of the country and bring them to another section of the country and bring that down locally to that patient and that veteran.
Veteran Sergeant H.T. Tran is certainly a fan. He was deployed in Iraq and was injured by an IED. He spoke at the ribbon cutting at the Peck Federal Building last month.
This building, the center that this tele-ICU that you have today, that's a beacon of hope. I don't know if you understand that, but for the first time seeing that, to me that's like looking down at our future veterans. That is the gateway. That is amazing. That's phenomenal.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.